In the English service. You can listen to this broadcast on the frequencies of 93.254 Hz and 47.55 kHz. Also on our online streaming, VONS.ID and the application NID Digital. Today we have a lot for you and we would like to begin with the news. This is Steven News, first headlines. Indonesia Foreign Tax Forces in response to U.S. tariff policy. Social Affairs Minister encourages university to support the scope program. And here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto approved the formation of several task forces as a follow-up to Indonesia's negotiations with the United States regarding tariff policies. Anita Bodhi has the detail.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto approved the formation of several task forces as a follow-up to Indonesia's negotiations with the United States regarding tariff policies. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto Monday in Jakarta said that the formation of the task forces includes a task force for investment, negotiations, mitigation of layoffs, and policy deregulation.
Tadi Bapak Presiden sudah menyetujui ada tiga satgas yang dibentuk, yaitu
the President approved the formation of three task forces, first to follow up on investment negotiations, namely the task force for investment, trade negotiations, and economic security, and this has been approved by the President. The second task force that is related to expanding employment opportunities and mitigating layoffs, and the third task force on policy deregulation. The other is related to the task force for improving the investment climate and accelerating business licensing. With this task force and negotiations, it is hoped that Indonesia can be in a position to accelerate negotiations with the United States. Furthermore, Airlangga, who is also the head of the Indonesian negotiation team to the United States, said that Indonesia has offered a solution that benefits both countries and does not differentiate one country from another. According to him, the solution that Indonesia offers to the United States is a step that is being taken domestically, starting from mitigating layoffs to deregulation.
Indonesian Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf has called on universities to participate in People's School program, which will launch in new academic year. The detail by Hanoff.
In the Turumpun Group discussion at Padang State University, West Sumatra on Monday night, April 28, Social Affairs Minister Saifullah Yusuf asked universities to contribute to the implementation of the People's School program set to start in the new academic year this July. Universities are instructed to help by improving the quality of teachers, providing mentors, and offering facilities to the youth at school. Saifullah mentioned that Padang State University is the third university ready to cooperate with the Ministry of Social Affairs after Surabaya State University and the State Islamic University of North Sumatra. Meanwhile, surveys are still being conducted at 80 other universities.
Well,
there are 80 more universities which are being screened now. One of them will be UMP, which will be screened by the Ministry of Public Works. If they meet the requirements, they will be included in the second batch of learning this year. The learning will start gathering in July, August, so this is still in the planning stage.
Responding to the program, West Sumatra Deputy Governor Fasko Ruseini stated that the provincial government is ready to support the People's School program so it can be fully utilized by the community.
We have submitted several proposals to the central government. It's up to you, sir, to decide which proposals are more important and most needed for West Sumatra.
So, Kajang Sea will be the first area in West Sumatra to carry out the initial tests of the People's School program, starting with the 50 students who have passed the selection process. The student will be divided into the two learning groups.
Indonesia is setting its sights on becoming a leading global producer of halal products, as highlighted during the kickoff of the Halal Indo International Industry Expo 2025 in Jakarta. The details by Ofra.
The Ministry of Industry is aiming for Indonesia to become a leading global producer of halal products. This was conveyed by the Deputy Minister of Industry, Faisal Riza, during the kickoff of the Halal Indo International Industry Expo 2025 in Jakarta on Monday. He said that this opportunity must be used by Indonesia to improve literacy and encourage the halal industry to better prepare itself. With this effort, Indonesia is expected to become not only the country with the largest Muslim population, but also the main destination and producer of halal products in the world.
We must improve our literacy so industries related to the sector and prepare themselves better. Of course, this obligation should not be seen as a burden, but should be faced as a challenge and opportunity so that our industry can grow even stronger in the future. It can make Indonesia one of the countries, or even the only country, with the largest Muslim population in the world and become a leading destination and producer of halal products globally.
On this occasion, Deputy Minister Faisal also stated that the organizations of this event is expected to attract greater attention, secure stronger business commitments, and achieve higher transactions values. The kickoff of Halal Indo 2025 is also expected to be a good starting point to boost the growth of the halal industry in Indonesia.
This news comes to you from Voice of the Nation Jakarta. Member of Commission 6 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Sartono, affirmed the importance of the government and all related parties to prepare for the potential dislocation of global markets due to the tariff war between the United States and China. This was revealed by Sartono in Jakarta Monday, addressing the United States import tariff policy that extended the global trade war. He considered the situation could actually be a strategic impetus for Indonesia to strengthen the national economy. Sartono emphasized that export opportunities to new markets must be immediately seized. In addition, he also encouraged the strengthening of macro, small, and medium enterprises, or MSMEs, products in the domestic market. This step, according to him, must be accompanied by an increase in the quality of domestic products and a campaign to love local products in order to increase Indonesia's competitiveness.
Dampak daripada perang tarif ini yang sekarang sebetulnya the impact of this tariff war, which is now actually extended for 3 months. So I think we are also preparing for this moment. Of course, we also have to look at this shift, the market to countries that we can translate, and also at the same time strengthen our micro, small, and medium enterprises products for the domestic market, more or less. Also, of course, improve the quality and also a moment to love domestic products.
Furthermore, Sartono encouraged a strong synergy between government policies, legislative support, and active participation of business actors. The synergy is expected to build a national economic ecosystem that is resilient and able to adapt to global economic uncertainty. The government is also encouraged to continue negotiating while proactively seeking and penetrating non-traditional export markets as an anticipatory step. The Financial Services Authority OJK highlights the crucial role of artificial intelligence in driving digital transformation and financial inclusion across Indonesia's banking sector. More detail by Ofra.
Indonesian banks continue to show their commitment to supporting digital transformations in order to improve service quality for the public. The transformation is expected not only to enhance access to financial services, but also to drive inclusive national economic growth through the use of artificial intelligence. Mia Idinare, Chief Executive of Banking Supervision and member of the Board of Commissioners of the Financial Services Authority, emphasized this during the launch of the Indonesian Making Artificial Intelligence Governance Hub on Tuesday in Jakarta.
Indonesian banks continue to show their commitment to supporting digital transformation in order to improve service quality for the public. Moving forward, we hope that artificial intelligence will become an enabler that makes it easier for people to access financial services and improve the economic growth.
Furthermore, they stated that this hope must be accompanied by a concrete understanding. It must be emphasized that the integrations of artificial intelligence into bank operations should be seen not just as a technological transformation, but also as a structural transformation of organizational culture and mindset. Therefore, a strategic framework, an innovative culture, and serious attention to ethical and sustainability aspects are needed.
Indonesia-Pakistan celebrates 75 years of bilateral relations. More detail by Rama Shifty.
Shamsi Rafi of the Embassy of Pakistan in Indonesia, Roshan Lal, welcomed the 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Pakistan, acknowledging the long-standing history between the two nations. In his remarks at the anniversary reception held in Jakarta on Monday, April 28th, Roshan Lal reaffirmed Pakistan's commitment to continue cooperation with Indonesia, implicit of a shared future.
Our founding fathers, Gajah Mada Rijana and President Soekarno, were pioneers in their nation's quest for freedom, laying the groundwork for enduring friendship and cooperation between our two countries. Over the decades, this bond has grown stronger through collaboration in trade, education, defense, culture, and people-to-people contacts. We deeply value Indonesia's continued support and remain committed to building on our historical friendship for a shared future.
Roshan Lal cited several examples reflecting the strength of Indonesia and Pakistan relations, including the Preferential Trade Agreement, or PTA, now valued at $4 billion, and both nations' participation in joint military exercises held in both countries. This further announced his embassy plans to organize a Pakistani-themed exhibition in Jakarta this August. Meanwhile, representing the Indonesian government, Minister of State Budi Santoso praised the bilateral ties, describing them as consistently strengthened through constructive partnership. In his speech, Budi recognized Pakistan as one of Indonesia's key trading partners.
I am also pleased to note that Pakistan has emerged as one of Indonesia's key trading partners in the South Asian region, with bilateral trade recording a positive trend of 7.92% over the past 5 years, with key sectors such as palm oil, textile, machinery, pharmaceutical, and halal food products.
According to Budi, there remains vast potential for trade and collaboration between the two countries, particularly in agriculture, Islamic finance, digital innovation, and sustainable trade. He expressed confidence that through mutual respect and cooperation, Indonesia and Pakistan will continue to contribute meaningfully to regional and global growth, stability, and prosperity. The diplomatic reception also featured traditional Pakistani clothing, music, and dance performances, showcasing Pakistan's cultural diversity. Amasiti Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Ambassador of the Kingdom of Netherlands to Indonesia, Timor Leste, Mark Gerritsen on Tuesday, confirmed his readiness to continue cooperation in returning Indonesian artifacts from Netherlands. There you go.
Ambassador of the Kingdom of the Netherlands to Indonesia, Timor-Leste and ASEAN Mark Gerritsen Tuesday confirmed his readiness to continue cooperation in returning Indonesian artifacts from the Netherlands. In the VoiceTalk program with LA Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, he appreciated the cooperation carried out by the Ministries of Culture of the two countries to repatriate the original Indonesian artifacts. He also ensured that the Netherlands will continue to cooperate in returning the artifacts if needed.
Really happy with the cooperation we have with Indonesia in this field. Ministry of Culture and our Ministry of Culture work together in a very good way to make sure that cultural objects that are in the Netherlands but that belong in Indonesia because they were originally from here can return. And this cooperation, you mentioned the recent repatriation of 288 objects like cuirasses and statues and all kinds of different objects from Java, from Bali, from Lombok and other places. But there's much more. Already this was the third batch, so the two batches before that all added up. I think it's more than 800 objects already, and there's more coming. So there's still in the Netherlands in certain collections objects that belong here, and we're working on it, making sure that when there's a request from Indonesia for it to be returned, we make sure it happens as soon as possible.
The Netherlands has returned hundreds of artifacts to Indonesia as part of its repatriation efforts, including 288 artifacts that were repatriated in 2024. This return is part of the repatriation agreement agreed between Indonesia and the Netherlands in 2017. Director General of Culture of the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, Hilmar Faid, who oversaw the repatriation of 288 historical Indonesian artifacts from the Netherlands in 2024, emphasized that the efforts was a form of restoration and preservation of national identity.
Well, listen, that's the news, and coming up next is a commentary titled Indonesia to Attract Tourists in Dubai, to be read by Anna Prijayakasi.
Indonesia continues to promote abroad to attract more foreign tourists to the country. Mohair is by participating in the largest international tourism exchange in the Middle East, Arabian Travel Market, or ATM Dubai 2025, held from April 28th to May 1st. Deputy for Marketing at the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, Nimadi Ayu Martini, who was present at the opening of the Indonesian Pavilion at ATM Dubai Monday, said that Indonesia must be present at the largest international tourism exchange in the Middle East to show the positioning of wonderful Indonesia, while also taking advantage of the presence of ATM Dubai visitors and the large number of tourists in Dubai itself. According to information from the Indonesian Consulate General in Dubai, more than 92 million people come to Dubai every year. This is a golden opportunity to be utilized optimally, especially with the cooperation between Indonesia and airlines from Qatar to direct flights to several cities in Indonesia. Indonesia's participation by opening a pavilion at ATM Dubai can be a gateway for tourists from Europe and America, as well as Asia-Pacific and its distorted world economy. Indonesia's presence in the Greater Dubai and ATM Dubai 2025 is expected to attract tourists from Middle Eastern and other countries to visit and spend the rest of their holidays in Indonesia. At ATM Dubai 2025, Indonesia offers three flagship programs of the Ministry of Tourism to be promoted, namely marine tourism, wellness or well-being, and gastronomy. It is hoped that from this exhibition, Indonesia will be able to attract 44,000 potential tourists, or an increase of 10% from last year's target. In addition, the existence of tourism exchange such as ATM Dubai greatly helps both the tourism industry and the Indonesian government in introducing leading destinations in each region. The largest international tourism exchange in the Middle East has been running for 30 years. ATM Dubai 2025 is expected to be visited by more than 47,000 people and feature approximately 2,700 exhibitors from 161 countries. Indonesia has high hopes for ATM Dubai because of its religious and historical proximity to the Arab Emirates. The increasing number of tourists can contribute to the countries foreign exchange from non-fossil and energy. That was commentary.
From a trusted source only at rrb.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Bye.
urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Indonesian Wanda, we would like to bring you a story about Kipas Serumpun Dams from South Sumatra. Speaking on aerial service, Voice of Indonesia.
This time, we would like to introduce you to one of the cultural arts of the people of South Sumatra, namely Kipas Serumpun Dams. The dance is a creative dance originating from Banjarmasin regions in South Sumatra. This dance tells the story of friendship among Banjarmasin people who have various ethnicities and religions. Kipas Serumpun Dams contains a meaning about the importance of mutual cooperation among people. This mutual cooperation attitude is integrated into the joy that is reflected in a people's party.
Video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. And at eDigital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store. learn how to speak Indonesians, and luckily we have what you need. Here's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello everyone, my name is Rui, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. C, which can be used for pizza, chocolate, toana. Let's continue. D, which can be used for danau, dodo, desa. And that's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Thank you.
Indonesia.
Betapa bahagianya hatiku saat duduk berdua denganmu.
Thank you very much for joining us on the Vionetta ID, RRB Girl Mobile App, and also the frequencies 3.2.4Hz and 4.7.5Hz. Got anything to say? Send it to our email, voilistness@gmail.com, or our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2131 2130. Once again, +62 821 2131 2130. Do not miss good programs from Voice of Indonesia. Follow our Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, and Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia. I'm Steve, thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned on Edible Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.